Kansas. This is Mello, and today I am joined by a special guest, Mr. Dykesel, the new boys basketball coach.
Happy to be here.
Couple questions. What high school did you go to?
I went to Blue Valley High School in Kansas City.
Did you have any big accomplishments in high school?
I mean, big accomplishments, not necessarily, but, you know, I played sports. I played football for a couple years. I played soccer for my junior year and then went back to football. Played basketball, ran track, but I was never the best athlete, but I put in the work.
Then how did you get into college?
I got into college, you know, I wanted to be, when I was in high school, my head football coach had a big influence on the community and everything, and I decided that I wanted to be someone like that. And so I went to teaching, I went to coaching, so I could try to, you know, affect all these kids' lives in a positive way.
What college did you go to?
I went to Pittsburgh State, Kansas.
What's your major?
I majored in physical education. Even though I'm teaching business now, my degree's in PE.
Yeah. What are some students in your class that are hard to compete with?
Some students in my class?
What?
Do you mean like students that I have in class right now or students that I had in class when I was in high school?
Yeah, like students that you had in high school.
Oh, okay.
That were...
Yeah, you know, there was, in front of me in basketball, there was a, we had one of the best point guards in the state, and he went to Washburn. He ended up being statistically one of the best D2 players in a long time. The guy who started over for me in basketball was committed to Minnesota for football. So he was a great athlete, you know, and there was a handful of kids, especially at like a big school like that. You know, it's tough to show out for everybody, but you just got to put in the work.
How'd you like start in Clearwater? Like, what brought you to Clearwater?
Well, I've been in Garden City, Kansas the past 2 years, and I was looking for a way to move east from closer to Kansas City where I'm from. And
you moved a little bit down.
Yeah, I'm from Kansas City, but I got a little bit closer. Garden City is like 6 hours away from Kansas City. Now I'm only 2.5 hours away, which is nice. I get to see my family more. But they had a head basketball position open. That's what I wanted to do. So I applied, and they gave me the job, thankfully.
Who inspires you as a coach, or like what coaching style that you implemented?
Yeah, just like I said earlier, my coach in high school was super influential. He had a lot to do in the community, and then when I was a senior, actually, he passed away. So, and seeing his impact on everybody in the school and all the other schools around the area, and everybody knew who he was, and that's just what I want to be able to have that same effect, and hopefully people will eventually look at me that way.
What were your expectations going into this basketball season? What were your expectations for the first home game against Ark City?
Oh, man. well, you know, we did some good things, but we need to clean it up. You know, I think if we played them again on a, you know, different night or something, we could definitely compete, and it would be a closer game, because I think we have the talent and the ability to compete with some of these teams, but it is tough.
Lane Taylor to the office, please. Lane Taylor to the office.
What are some ups and downs that you have this season?
Well, you know, I think that we got a really good group of kids, a lot of seniors, a lot of leadership. You know, I need someone to, you know, take that role as a leader seriously. You know, there's a lot of them out there, and you know, which is good for us. We'll have some experience, but we need to do a better job of communicating, and especially on, you know, defense, offense, across the board, we need to do a better job of talking to each other and helping each other out.
Noemi Downs to the office, please. Noemi Downs to the office.
Going into, like, not varsity, but JV and C team, do you have any expectations for them, their junior, sophomore season, you know?
You know, coming into a new situation, you know, a lot of kids haven't played basketball before at a competitive level. So we're just trying to get them ready for that varsity speed, you know, because when you're playing JV, when you're playing C, and then you get to that varsity level, that speed difference is the biggest issue, you know. So trying to get them ready to move up and contribute in the future, you know, that's the goal.
What are some of, like, the biggest fundamentals that you think would help moving down to the court?
We need to make layups. We need to make layups. We need to stop throwing the ball right to the other team. You know, got to stop turning it over. But those are our biggest issues right now. I mean, we can shoot okay. We haven't been shooting good lately, but we can shoot well. But we got to make layups, and we got to stop turning the ball over so much.
How would you say the defense is right now?
I think our defense is pretty good. You know, we like to press. We like to try to speed the other team up, you know, but we are not as athletic as other schools, I would say. So, you know, we get in that zone, and we have to help each other out. We have to play good help defense, because chances are whoever's, like, guarding the ball is about to get blown by.
Yeah. So. That's all the questions I have for today. Thank you, Mr.
Awesome.
Deichsel.
Thank
for
you.
Joining us today.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you for having me. It was a lot of fun.